Prueba de comprensión oral. Esta prueba consta de varios documentos. Primer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de 2 minutos para leer el cuestionario.
In the past, English food has often been described as boring and tasteless. But times have certainly changed, and now many restaurants, particularly in London, serve interesting dishes, and people enjoy cooking lovely meals for their friends. So now, English food is officially delicious. Or is it? Digby Anderson was director of Britain's Social Affairs Unit, which looks at issues affecting society and at how individuals can be more responsible. But he's now retired and has just written a book called The English at Table, in which he expresses some very strong opinions. Digby thinks English food is awful because we're lazy and ignorant. We don't know enough about food or much else. So, what do English people eat? According to Digby Anderson, if we want to know what English people eat, it's not worth looking in what he calls high-quality restaurants. Restaurants where the best food is served, because 97% of us don't go to them. Airports, on the streets, in hospitals, in schools, and at home are all places where English people can be found eating. Of course, food outside the home can be vile and unhealthy, and that's why there's nothing better than a home-cooked meal eaten around the family table. But is this always the case? Where does Digby think most English families eat their meals? And who does he say does most of the cooking? He says that 40% of English people don't have tables to eat off, so they don't even own a dining table where they can eat their meals. They usually eat while sitting on sofas, and that's where a lot of the food goes. Down the back of the sofa. And who does most of the cooking? Yes, he says the wives and mothers, the women, who love shopping, but apparently not for food. Digby thinks that people aren't practiced in cooking. They don't do it often enough to become good at it. Allegra McEfferdy is about to publish a new colour cookbook of her own and has this advice for us all so that we can eat well. If we plan what we're going to eat and when we're going to shop for it, eating well shouldn't be too difficult. And as Allegra put it, we can eat well with very little time input, without spending too much time preparing the food. While Digby believes that people should cook every day, Allegra thinks that this is unrealistic. It's not really possible because people work very hard and get home late. But Digby simply says that's nonsense.
Dispone de un minuto para releer el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
In the past, English food has often been described as boring and tasteless. But times have certainly changed, and now many restaurants, particularly in London, serve interesting dishes, and people enjoy cooking lovely meals for their friends. So now, English food is officially delicious. Or is it? Digby Anderson was director of Britain's Social Affairs Unit, which looks at issues affecting society and at how individuals can be more responsible. But he's now retired and has just written a book called The English at Table, in which he expresses some very strong opinions. Digby thinks English food is awful because we're lazy and ignorant. We don't know enough about food or much else. So, what do English people eat? According to Digby Anderson, if we want to know what English people eat, it's not worth looking in what he calls high-quality restaurants. Restaurants where the best food is served, because 97% of us don't go to them. Airports, on the streets, in hospitals, in schools, and at home are all places where English people can be found eating. Of course, food outside the home can be vile and unhealthy, and that's why there's nothing better than a home-cooked meal eaten around the family table. But is this always the case? Where does Digby think most English families eat their meals? And who does he say does most of the cooking? He says that 40% of English people don't have tables to eat off, so they don't even own a dining table where they can eat their meals. They usually eat while sitting on sofas, and that's where a lot of the food goes. Down the back of the sofa. And who does most of the cooking? Yes, he says the wives and mothers, the women, who love shopping, but apparently not for food. Digby thinks that people aren't practiced in cooking. They don't do it often enough to become good at it. Allegra McCafferty is about to publish a new colour cookbook of her own and has this advice for us all so that we can eat well. If we plan what we're going to eat and when we're going to shop for it, eating well shouldn't be too difficult. And as Allegra put it, we can eat well with very little time input, without spending too much time preparing the food. While Digby believes that people should cook every day, Allegra thinks that this is unrealistic. It's not really possible because people work very hard and get home late. But Digby simply says that's nonsense.
Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.